attached to, Mike Robisky. And he was a pretty good man, too, in my book. And I thought a great deal of Mike, and he never called me anything but Bolillo. Mm-hmm. But he always was, he'd laid down his life on me. I know he would have, because he was that kind of a man.
Mm-hmm. What did blacks used to call the men, the people that they worked for?
The boss? I can't think of what that would be.
Well, just boss or anything else?
The head man?
Mm-hmm.
The king bee?
Okay.
The kingpin?
Say, folks, someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can go someplace. And calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
And
well, it won't be long now.
You say, this part of my head is called my
forehead.
Okay. And this will be,
I can't see, the back of your head?
Or what you have, what you brush.
Your head?
Yeah, this is
the cranium.
Well, this here would be,
I can't see.
You go to the barber and you have him cut your
hair.
And if a man hasn't shaved, he would be growing a
beard.
And a long time ago, a storekeeper would, where would he keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
The pencil holder?
Or
behind his ear, yeah.
And which ear is this? This is my
left ear.
And this is my
right ear. He could put his pencil back in his ear if he didn't wear glasses. If he wore glasses, he couldn't do it. Because I used to carry pencils like that. And when I first started wearing glasses, so I guess 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I didn't wear glasses till I was past 50. I could read perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I always carried my pencil back in my ear, and I'd put a pencil up in and it'd fall off, and I couldn't get used to it at first, you know.
And you put food in your
refrigerator?
Or when you're eating?
In your mouth.
And you
chew it?
Yeah, you put a tie around your
neck.
And if you're sick, you might have a sore
throat.
Any other name for throat?
Your larynx?
What about guzzle? Do you ever hear that?
Guzzle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guzzle refers to somebody eating something and drinking it down real fast. Guzzle.
The dentist look at your
teeth,
and he might say he needs to fill one
tooth
and the flesh around your teeth,
gums,
and he said, this is my
eye tooth.
What?
I can't see what
he said. They measure the height of a horse in
hands,
and you have a left and a right
eye,
or a left and a right
arm.
And at the end of your arm is your
hand.
And this part of your hand is your
palm.
And if you get mad, you double up your
fist.
And you have two. You double up both
fists.
And the place where the bones come together is called a
joint.
And